Next patient is Nika, N-E-K-A, first name, last name, Drake, D-R-A-K-E. She was born 6/27/80. This is a 40, today's 6/8/2023. This is a 42-year-old woman who's been evaluated today for hospice care with history of vulvar cancer, period. Patient initially was diagnosed with vulvular cancer in 2012. Patient required two surgical treatments, had a few years of remission. Then in 2022, the cancer had returned. She received radiation between 1/15/23 and 3/15/23, period. Since radiation, she has been losing weight. She's been in severe pain in the perineal area, has not developed open ulceration around the vulva, perineum, rectum. Stage 2 is in severe pain, and she has a rectovaginal fistula, period. The fistula causes patient to defecate through her vaginal opening and is quite painful. Medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, psych issues, depression, possible bipolar disorder, and history of HIV, as well as seizure disorder. Surgical history, appendectomy, vulvectomy times 2, hernia repair. Family history, dad was murdered, mom is alive with diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. COVID immunization, non-allergy, Toradol, Zofran, Cipro. Medication includes Xanax, Phenagan, Norvasc, Keppra, Neurontin. Patient is not taking most of these medications. She only has the Neurontin that she's taking. Review of system. Patient has severe pain. She's in agony. She's lost 20 pounds in the past month. She's crying in pain most of the time. She is not a candidate for any further chemo or radiation therapy. Patient has quit taking her HIV medication. Is in too much pain and agony to go to her HIV physician. Patient is at end stage. Patient has end stage vulvular cancer. Status post resection times 2 with status post completion of radiation therapy, which has left patient with ulceration, as was discussed, along with rectovaginal fistula. HIV patient social. She states that she was infected with HIV through sex. She has 2 children, 2 girls, 25 and 22, never been married. She does smoke. She uses THC, and she doesn't drink. The THC is used to help with the pain because she has not been able to get out to go see her physician to get any pain medication or any other medications for that matter. On exam, Nika has a blood pressure of 190 over 100. Pulse is 110, respiration is 18, febrile heart, positive S1, positive S2, tachycardic lungs, clear abdomen, scaphoid. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Patient appears very thin, probably weighs around 120 pounds at this time. The perineal examination reveals large ulceration around the perineum, about the vulva, and the rectum. There's definite presence of rectovaginal fistula. Let's see. Assessment. Here we have a 42-year-old woman with end-stage vulvular cancer. Status post radiation. Status post vulvectomy times 2. Status post radiation therapy. Now with rectovaginal fistula in agony because of her pain. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care at home, period. Patient also has hypertension, which is noted both because of her history and as well as in her pain issues. Next number, history of seizure disorder on Keppra. Next number, patient does have a provider. Next number, patient needs more help at home. Next number, tobacco abuse. Next number is weight loss, significant. Next number is end-stage cancer. Next number is patient at one time was on hospice, Altace, A-L-T-A-C-E, hospice, because she was given 6 months to live, but she responded to vulvectomy times 2 at that time in 2015. period. Status post chemotherapy, I'm sorry, status post completion of radiation therapy as of 3/15/2023. Next number, patients was seen and examined in presence of her cousin, Lynn, L-I-N. That's it, I think. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. That's Anika, N-E-K-A, Drake, born 6/27/80. Today is 6/8/2023. Thank you.